I would say, Melissa, to Hayden, that if a bit of body hair turns you off and makes me unattractive to you, go and get knotted. I mean, I don't know whether she will shave her hair in due course or not. That's up to her. But if a guy is so fixated on how much body hair a girl has got, he doesn't have a huge amount of affection or respect or regard for her. So she's better off without him, I reckon.
Yep. Let's be frank and honest, I don't like getting too much detail on this, but she was then, and indeed still is, very attractive. I rapidly discovered she also had an extremely able mind, and the combination knocked me off my feet. The children clearly have no idea on earth what they're talking about. They don't understand any kind of sexuality, let alone homosexuality. Getting checked is absolutely the right thing to do, and I get my PSA level checked on a regular basis. Well, I think when you've got that degree of suspicion, you're best to ask your partner what's going on.
Yeah.
Because letting it just eat away at your trust is going to damage your relationship big time. But I would think if you are getting into some kind of serious emotional attachment via the computer, you're not very far away from being in big trouble. Now, I prefer relationships to be a bit more intimate.
No?
No, I'm not much into tickling with a kiss, but I don't go for a whole lot of hair on the women I find attractive.